Daily Devotional. St. Kings 7, Bronze, Cedar, and the Weight of Glory. Os flau, sair, hol flores pers quistul flas, stop o, berk, blat, danch, o, fol, sair, bulfluent, unsra, o, brat, o, onsol, na. Once. Framing the day. Yesterday, we lingered over the temple's silent construction, 1 Kings 6, and heard the Spirit whisper about inner transformation. Today, the story lifts the curtain on Solomon's royal palace complex and the dazzling bronze and gold furnishings of God's house. Chapter 7 feels almost like an architectural appendix, yet the Spirit has hidden treasures here for the patient seeker. Otit like slash oslahant, ni chafo ovanulan io voskuflet. 2. Two houses, one heart. 7:1, ois 12. Solomon spends 13 years building his palace and 7 years on God's temple, sof sift 60:38. Ancient Near Eastern kings normally lived larger than their gods. Solomon reverses the order, temple first. But the chronicler still lets us feel the tension. Western readers may miss how the palace served the entire court. Justice Hall, Treasury, Armory, Harem, and Archives. It was the White House, Supreme Court, and Library of Congress in one. The Hebrew narrator conveys unease by the simple math. Which house quietly absorbs more of my time, talent, and treasure, the Lord's or my own? Cross-references, Haggai 1:2-9. Is it a time for you yourselves to be living in your panelled houses while this house lies in ruins? Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom. Sortiru. Nasoruart like major ruiz darish like dirtu. 3. A Gentile artisan and the breath of the Spirit. 7:13-14. Solomon, sent for Huram from Tyre, a man with an Israelite mother and Phoenician father. The chronicler, Sol 2:2-4, calls him Huramabi, my father Huram, a title of honor. The Spirit again weaves outsiders into the story of redemption. Safa, Fosh, yesterday's note, on the cedars of Lebanon. Augustine read this as a figure of the Gentiles, later beautifying Christ's church, City of God, 1639. Archaeological echo copper ingots stamped for King Shlomo, discovered near the Gulf of Aqaba, Timna Mines, affirm a Mediterranean network of metalworkers in Solomon's era. Sal lunch ol jahano ol wadoi us rambo flashtol akuidus hawant. When or Solskos for Lart bought Weintorf. 4. Pillars that preach. 7:15-22. Two bronze pillars, Jachin, Yakin, he establishes, and Boaz, in him is strength, flanked the porch. They were freestanding, supporting nothing but testifying everything. Together they sermonize, God establishes his kingdom in strength. Centuries later, Christ says, the one who conquers, I will make a pillar in the temple of my God. Revelation 3:12, New International Version. Devotional turn. Ask the Spirit, where am I leaning for stability? What name is etched on the pillars of my confidence? Five. The Molten Sea, Order Over Chaos. 7:23-26, a giant basin, 5 cubits high, 10 wide, like the sea. The Hebrew yam, equally means sea. In Israelite imagination, the sea symbolized untamed chaos. Genesis 1:2, Psalm 93. Set on 12 oxen, the tribes, the basin proclaims, all Israel upholds the conviction that God subdues chaos and cleanses his people. Its 30-cubit circumference intrigues mathematicians, an ancient approximation of pi. The Bible is not a geometry textbook. The narrator writes pastorally, not trigonometrically. Patristic note. Origen saw the sea as baptism's laver, the oxen as apostles bearing the gospel to the 12 tribes scattered among the nations. Homilies on 1 Kings 8. Six. Mobile basins. Holiness on the move. 7:27-39. 10 bronze stands with wheels carried smaller basins. Think portable sinks for priests handling sacrifices, holiness meeting people where they are. Calvin drew a straight line from these rolling basins to the church's mission. The grace that purifies must be carried to every corner of the world. Commentary on 1 Kings. Moskot or slash, soflah, slash or slat, sart, Slal to Lasp. 7. Gold Within, the Hidden Splendor. 748-51. The chapter ends inside where everything is gold. Outer courts were bronze, a metal of judgment. Inner holy places gleamed with gold, a symbol of unalloyed glory. The order hints at the gospel journey, from cleansing, bronze, to communion, gold. Literary device, notice the chiastic structure. A. Palace, wooden stone. B. Bronze artisan and pillars. C. C. Bronze. C. Stands and basins, bronze. B. Gold furnishings. A. Solomon completed all the work for the temple. 751. The pattern draws the eye to the sea, the triumph of God over chaos, as the theological pivot. Sequence is non at e afia ir ius iulen slehoa pic slake so sorozlehoa ahaha. Site, Christological Horizon. Hebrews Norman revisits these furnishings and insists they were copies of the true things, New International Version. Each gleaming object whispers Jesus' name. Jachin and Boaz, Christ the Sure Foundation, Ephesians 2:20. The Sea, Christ our Purification, Titus 3:5. The Gold Altar, Christ our Intercession, Revelation 8:3. The Palace, Christ the Greater Son of David preparing rooms for us, John 14:2. Sahal Othbo, Udulvrati Yalamter Hodili. 9. Sela, questions for meditation. 1. Where does my schedule reveal a 13-year palace and a 7-year shrine? 2. How might God be inviting outsiders into the building of his kingdom through me? 3. When chaos churns, do I remember the Bronze Sea declaring that God has already measured the deeps? Dosanam jiwas tau ohatslans saihuflam narikras dur bo. 10. Hymn suggestion. Christ is made the sure foundation. Latin a sixth C, trace John M. Neal. It sings of pillars, cornerstone, and the glory that fills God's house. Prayer. Master Builder, you established your house in strength and washed away our chaos in waves of mercy. Establish my days in your purpose, my work in your wisdom, and my heart in your unwavering love. May I carry the cleansing grace of Christ into every space I enter today. In the name of the One, fairer than gold and stronger than bronze. Amen.